in the limelight.
Syria's largest dam was supposed to be off limits during the US-led war in Syria. But nearly 5 years ago, the Pentagon bombed it anyway, jeopardizing tens of thousands of civilians' lives, the New York Times reported on Thursday, January 20th. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Kenny Stancil, journalist. This article is titled, US Risked Killing Thousands by Bombing Syria Dam. Stay tuned for more. Syria's largest dam was supposed to be off limits during the US-led war in Syria, but nearly 5 years ago, the Pentagon bombed it anyway, jeopardizing tens of thousands of civilians' lives. The New York Times reported recently the number of casualties would have exceeded the number of Syrians who have died throughout the war. The Tabqa Dam is a massive 18-story structure on the Euphrates River that holds back a 25-mile-long reservoir above a valley home to hundreds of thousands of people. It was also a strategic linchpin controlled by Daesh, the newspaper noted. On March 26, 2017, a series of explosions battered the dam, knocking workers to the ground and sparking a power outage, fire, and equipment failures. As the reservoir began to rise, local authorities urged people living downstream to flee. The entire dam could have failed, experts say, had one of the bombs not been a dud. The Syrian government and Russia blamed the United States. In fact, members of a top-secret U.S. Special Operations Unit called Task Force 9 had struck the dam using some of the largest conventional bombs in the U.S. arsenal, including at least one BLU-109 bunker buster bomb designed to destroy thick concrete structures, according to two former senior officials. And they had done it despite a military report warning not to bomb the dam, because the damage could cause a flood that might kill tens of thousands of civilians. The revelation of Task Force 9's role in the assault on the Tabqa Dam follows a pattern described in previous Times investigations. Syrian witnesses interviewed by the Times and two former U.S. officials who were directly involved in the air war at the time said the situation was far graver than the Pentagon let on. According to the newspaper, critical equipment lay in ruins and the dam stopped functioning entirely. The reservoir quickly rose 50 feet and nearly spilled over the dam, which engineers said would have been catastrophic. The situation grew so desperate that the authorities at dams upstream in Turkey cut water flow into Syria to buy time. Engineers who worked at the dam, who did not want to be identified because they feared reprisal, said it was only through quick work, much of it made at gunpoint as opposing forces looked on, that the dam and the people living downstream of it were saved. A former director of the dam said the destruction would have been unimaginable. The number of casualties would have exceeded the number of Syrians who have died throughout the war. At least 95,000 civilians have died in Syria as a direct result of the ongoing conflict, according to the Qus Awar Project at Brown University. Journalist Ben Norton argued that the U.S. military intentionally bombed a dam in Syria that was on its no-strike list of protected civilian sites because it knew it could kill tens of thousands. Debunking Pentagon officials' claims that they target militants with precision, a report released in September by Air Wars, a military watchdog that monitors and seeks to reduce civilian harm in violent conflict zones, found that airstrikes conducted by the United States killed between 22,000 and 48,000 civilians during the first two decades of the so-called War on Terror, pursued in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 attacks. Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria were home to 97% of those casualties. Meanwhile, no disciplinary action was taken against Task Force 9, the Times reported recently. The secret unit continued to strike targets using the same types of the self-defense justifications it had used on the dam. Philip Hahn and Schmidt, the writers in the New York Times, wrote, while the dam was still being repaired, the task force sent a drone over the community next to the dam. As the drone circled, three of the civilian workers who had rushed to save the dam finished the work and piled into a small van and headed back toward their homes. More than a mile away from the dam, the van was hit by a coalition airstrike, they added. A mechanical engineer, a technician, and a Syrian Red Crescent worker were killed. Although Air Wars reported these civilians' deaths when they occurred in 2017, they have never been officially acknowledged by the United States military.